as the beloved mighty God Himalaya offers His heart's call to us. We offer Him our love and gratitude. We send Him our blessing and thank Him for all that His love has done for America. And now we stand with Him, render whatever service we are capable of giving in His combined activity with beloved Saint Germain in cleansing the and beloved Master Jesus of cleansing the earth as rapidly as possible. Beloved ones of America, in that great cosmic service which we offer to the people of Earth, we wish to bring some explanation to you of the activity of the currents of electronic force, both in the atmosphere of Earth and in the structure of Earth itself. For if you understand some of these cosmic activities within the structure of Earth, it will enable you all to have greater confidence and greater assurance through the use of your decrees in the release of the fulfillment of that which brings perfection to all. A mankind enfolded as they are in the cloud, so to speak, of their own discordantly qualified energy and substance, do not understand and do not realize what forces are playing constantly through the structure of Earth and through the atmosphere of Earth. Therefore, the mental and feeling world of the mass of the people is principally a continuous action of their own desires and the constant driving force that wants them to continue those desires to their destruction. Now, the reasoning mind sometimes accepts the truth of the law and sometimes does not, due entirely to the individual's feeling of willingness to surrender to God. And therefore, when mankind is unwilling to let go of the human desires that enslave them, there always comes to their assistance, periodically, certain activities of these light rays and the sacred fire, which enter into the atmosphere over a nation or the world and compel certain changes to take place. Thus, we work in the mental and feeling world of individuals until the pressure of the cosmic light intensifies to the point where, playing through the powers of nature, it forces mankind to learn certain activities of the law which are unescapable. And may I say, there are some individuals in that condition right now, and like it or not, they're going to learn, willing or otherwise. Because when mankind will not listen to the intelligent, reasonable explanation of the law, why they should purify themselves and go forward to greater accomplishment, then there must come a shock through the powers of nature that forces the awakening. But those of you who by conscious demand for the purification of the outer self, having accepted your mighty I Am presence and giving your decrees, can have unlimited illumination at any time once you begin to rise into the feeling of closeness between your heart flame and the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence, or the heart flame of the outer self with the heart flame of any ascended master or cosmic being. Now the outer world, not understanding the law, doesn't quite believe or comprehend how it is possible for unascended beings to reach to these great heights of power and assistance and draw back that help to themselves or their fellow man. But that is because the mass of the people, intelligent as some of them are, do not understand what happens in the use of the sacred fire. Now, your outer self contains the heart flame from the great central sun within the physical body, in the permanent atom in the heart, that does abide within you, regardless of all mankind's opinions to the contrary. Therefore, if you will recognize that and begin to set it into expanding action by your own intense love poured to your mighty I Am presence or the ascended host, you will automatically draw back the greater illumination and the greater powers of the sacred fire from the heart flame of your own mighty I Am presence, or the heart flame of any ascended being. Therefore, when any particular activity is being poured forth to mankind by one or more of the ascended hosts, by your own heart's love to your mighty I Am presence and to us, you can draw back into yourselves, first of all, then into your affairs, the quality or special activity that one or more of the ascended hosts are using to help conditions in the outer world. So I want you to feel your closeness to us through the heart flame in yourselves. And if you once understand how to still the outer and let that heart flame of your love go forth to your presence, my dear ones, your struggle is over. Turmoil may rage about you in the outer world, but it will part and run around you when you have entered in to the use of the sacred fire and feel your oneness with it. Now you can send forth the feeling from within the heart flame to any place in the universe, to any cosmic being, as well as to your own mighty I Am presence. That is how the individualized flame may reach up and contact infinity and draw forth from the infinite whatever intensifying special activity you require to produce perfection in yourselves and your world. And this is all contained and the first commandment that has been given to mankind, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And mankind understood a millionth part of what that statement meant. They could not remain in the conditions they are in the outer world. When you understand that there is a powerhouse of the universe, through that heart flame in yourself, you came forth from the great central sun. And without that, you would cease to be. You can understand how important it is to you and how you can, by recognition of it, draw its greater powers into outer manifestation to bless yourselves and your fellow man. Now let us take one quality. Suppose we take freedom. When things become uncomfortable, you know, for the outer self, it begins to wildly want freedom and very rarely gives it to anyone else. And so it don't let that quality of the flame, the quality of freedom within the heart flame, have any chance in the atmosphere above. But if you want freedom and you send your own heart's flame of love to your mighty I Am presence, beloved Saint Germain, others of the Ascended Host, and you send love there asking that the sacred fire of eternal freedom come in and around you and bless you. If you ask that blessing, life, the greater life above you, cannot refuse you. And I wish you would experiment with this. If you'll try it a few times till you become aware of its answer, and then you watch to see how much more freedom comes into your affairs as well as into yourselves, then you can enter in to more concentrated action and drawing forth of other powers that you wish to use in the outer world. And since the gods of the mountains are the balancing, controlling energy of every continent on the earth, many blessings will come to you as you understand how to send your own heart's flame of love to your mighty I Am presence first, and then to anyone or all of us, and draw back into yourselves or into your nation the powers of perfection and the freedom of the sacred fire from the heart flame of each of the gods of the mountains. The mountain ranges are the concentrated power of electronic currents and magnetic currents, which are the radiation of the sacred fire from the physical sun and the great central sun. These are located in the mountain ranges of the world. And that is why mankind has not been able to conquer the forces in the mountain ranges of the world. An occasional individual attempts to scale the heights sometime. But none of mankind can master or control the magnetic and electronic currents in the mountain ranges of the world. That's something to think about. For since the great currents of life are fought through those mountain ranges to bless the earth and mankind, anyone who will practice sending his own heart or her heart's flame to the mighty I Am Presence and then to the great beings who dwell within and direct and control the electronic force and magnetic currents in the mountain ranges of the world will draw many wonderful activities into his or her outer use, as you know what that love will bring back to you. Mankind not understanding that we exist and not understanding what we do to bless the world, do not reach up and help to draw back to themselves that which we can give them to assist. But to you who understand of our understand our presence and know of our existence, can have tremendous blessings. If you will do this. Now, there's a very great reason why the mountain ranges of the world are the guardians of the power of purity. Because they are less disturbed by mankind's mental and feeling world than any other portion of the earth. So they are like radiating centers from which constantly goes forth purifying power to the earth, the structure of earth itself. And then the radiation goes forth into the atmosphere of earth to bless mankind with greater opportunity to be purified and set free. I am a champion, if you do not mind, of the gods of the mountains. Thank you. Since that is where I render my service to the earth, there are many wonderful miracles in the mountains of the world, far more than mankind ever dreams. And each focus of power held within the mountain ranges of the world has been placed there by the cosmic beings who govern this whole system to control the rest of the earth. And the electronic force from the mountain ranges has a very definite effect upon the water element of the world as well as the element of the air and the earth. I just bring this to your attention because if you learn once, by your own experience, what you can draw back into your outer use by your feeling of love to the heart flame of the beings who give their blessings to this earth, you will draw back those blessings individually into you and your world, infinitely greater through the love that comes back to you than you can understand till you begin to practice this. Your love to your mighty I Am Presence draws back instantly more of its heart flame in and around you and into your affairs. Your love to the ascended masters and cosmic beings draws back the power of their heart flames into you and your world. And therefore, you can draw these magnificent blessings of life's perfection from the life that is greater than the life in mankind until that greater flame coming back into you makes you greater also. And if people understood what they could have by intense love and devotion to the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, this world would be filled with the perfection from the Ascended Master's octave. Mankind goes to great lengths to explore certain things when their curiosity drives them on. But I say to you, you will have infinitely more illumination and infinitely greater blessings through your intense love sent to your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host than you will ever attain through curiosity, or what the world calls research. So, beloved ones, tonight I'm going to give you a very deep secret. Thank you, precious ones. You call with all your heart's love and intensity to your own mighty I Am Presence and the beings in the great central sun. With your decree to make the outer self all the illumining love and all-knowing power of the heart flame of life which you had in the great central sun before the world was. And you will call forth into your outer use some of the secret powers and magnificent blessings that love alone bestows and that wisdom ever guards in the use of mankind until that love takes its dominion in the outer self. You had this knowledge, beloved ones, of what the sacred fire in the great central sun does in manifestation of the universe. You were part of that before you individualized. Therefore, when you call it forth now through love into yourselves and your world, you will begin to know what miracles mean, and you will begin to experience the blessings that only that love can give. I want you to try this because we want you to have many things that as yet we cannot bring to the outer world until greater purification takes place. But you may have the use of some of these greater powers while the rest of mankind is being purified. You see, you're 20 years ahead of the rest of the purification of the earth. Thank you, precious ones. And that might represent 20 centuries so far as the advancement of the rest of mankind is concerned, if you send love intense enough to your mighty I Am presence and to the heart flame of any one or more of the ascended host, and to the heart flame in the great central sun, and ask it to make the outer self of you and your world all the glory and power of the love of the sacred fire in the great central sun, which you had before this world was created. Now we have many blessings and gifts in the Himalayan mountains. There are many blessings that we have guarded for centuries in the land of India, the land of my heart. For I guard India as beloved Saint Germain guards America. And until you have loved mankind as long as we have and offered them the right to freedom, you do not understand how much you want life to be free from distress. And since I am the guardian of the gifts and the powers of nature in the Himalayan range, you would be surprised what my heart flame could give to you if you love me. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, when we meet, within the blessing and the illumining presence of the unfed flame in the heart, there will come release to the outer self of those greater powers from the higher mental body, as well as from the ascended host. And then, as you use those powers in outer action, your world becomes the world of that sacred fire. And while you use perfectly natural power, the world will call it supernatural. You know, they're using the word, precious ones, super, so much as a slang phrase, you know, in the outer world. Little do they understand what they draw when they use that word. Super means above, doesn't it? All right. Only blessings come from above mankind's consciousness. So, in the heart of the Himalayas, there is a focus of the unfed flame, the heart flame. And if you care to draw the blessings of the heart flame in the Himalayas, in and around yourselves to bless America, then I can do certain things for you and America too. And when some years ago we drew that golden snow over America to bring a blending of the mental and feeling world between America and India in the individualized life streams embodying in both nations, it was that this illumination might come and mankind be blessed thereby. So now, in your calling forth from the great central sun and the heart flame in every one of the mountain ranges of the world to release the blessing of the sacred fire, I think you will not only render great assistance to your nation, but you will draw into yourselves much strength and much, much blessing that you will only know as it comes into your outer use and you use it. Now, you might say, or at least those of the outer world would say to me, well, we don't know you. How can we love you? I can say to you, if you do this which I explain, I can give you the gifts. And the gifts should be the proof that the giver does exist. You can't have a gift without a giver. And if you choose to experiment with this and prove me, I will be glad to have you take me at my word, because there are certain forces in India that are trying to guard against the communistic viciousness of the world. And there are forces in America trying to guard against that same viciousness. So if you recognize the power in the heart flame, now use the word power, of the heart flame of the Himalayas, the power of the heart flame in the mountain ranges of your land, you will find those of us who guard the activities in the mountain ranges can draw individual power and blessings from many of the retreats of the world into you and into your affairs, just as a natural improvement of everything you do and everything with which you come in contact. And it will be like the sun coming out through the clouds until those clouds are dissolved and consumed. And so it can be with you. You can be a sun presence of the power of the heart flame from the gods of the mountains. And I would like you to experiment with that call to reveal to you what it means that I may give you a surprise that will bless you forever. For my surprises are all comfortable. So, beloved ones, since we hold a great deal of the purifying power to the earth under our control, as you have sent forth your calls for the purification of mankind, this is one channel through which your decrees can be answered. And as you call for that release to mankind, automatically you release yourselves. So we are happy to go forth until you feel yourselves through your own heart's flame, one with the heart flame of those of us who guard the mountain ranges, until you draw back into your outer use as much as you require from time to time of the blessings life has placed under our control, and which we are glad to give into your use so long as they are called forth by the love of mankind for their freedom. So I enfold you tonight in all the blessings of the mountain range over which I am the master, and may the wonders, the miracles, and the marvels untold that abide within the Himalayas begin to pour into your beings and worlds that power of the sacred fire which raises you to your greater and greater power of freedom, that you may give to the nation of your heart more love to set it free. So, blessed ones, I am one with your heart's flame in more ways than you know, for some of you have dwelt within my domain in the centuries past, and there is a memory within you of some of these magnificent powers you have used before. Now, may their blazing love and blessings for the freedom of your nation come to your assistance to assist your beloved Saint Germain until America, purified, arises and gives her blessing of freedom to the earth. So I enfold you in my heart's flame of every assistance that my love can bestow until you meet me face to face. Thank you, for that will come. The hour does approach. It is part of the divine plan, and I assure you it will be a great joy for us all. Thank you. Thank you, beloved God Himalaya, and all the other gods of the mountains. May our heart's flame of love and gratitude to you ever keep us at one with your own heart's flame, till everything your heart desires to do for the freedom of mankind is fulfilled, and we are a part of that freedom forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to honor this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible, fiery love from our own heart's flame to the heart flame of each of the ascended host, as well as our mighty armed presence, until it draws back to us everything that helps to set mankind free for eternity, and we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction clothe us in the invincible victory and freedom of your own heart's flame forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved God Himalaya, and all who have assisted mankind to be free. May we feel one with your heart's flame in all we do forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumars, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one the sevenfold flameth out, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress this mighty command of the heart flame, and the gods of the mountains made move over the earth and compel purity and freedom and peace by the love of the sacred fire forever. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging with the one mighty stroke of that world enfolding flame from the heart flame of the gods of the mountains. May it forever spread its love everywhere and compel peace for eternity. And great beings who govern the power of the crystal cup, flood forth its blessings into the outer world of those under this radiation. Expand them in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames, the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart's end of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the heart flame from the gods of the mountains and the great central sun itself, until it is forever the only presence acting in all. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may that peace be the heart flame from the heart of the central sun to enfold us all forever.